Representative Chaffetz's opponents cite growing nationwide frustration over his performance as one reason for his announcement to not seek re-election for Utah's 3rd House District. In a Facebook post by Chaffetz, he says he's been a longtime advocate that public service should not be for a full career. Ben Schreiber, a senior political strategist for Friends of the Earth Action in Washington, D.C., says Representative Chaffetz was discouraged by negative reactions to his performance.
This is a signal that anyone who's cozying up and enabling Donald Trump and his extreme agenda is feeling incredible pressure. And Representative Chaffetz didn't like that pressure. Part of this is about public lands as well. Part of the backlash that Chaffetz felt was that he put forth a bill to basically get rid of 3 million acres of land from federal land to the state. And he got so much public blowback that he actually had to withdraw that bill.
Representative Chaffetz's announcement follows 2 close elections in Kansas and Georgia. Schreiber believes this indicates a tighter 2018 election season in red states.
All of these House seats that weren't close in 2016 are going to be close in 2018. And the signal from the election in Kansas and the election in Georgia last night is that the seats that once were almost sure Republican seats are now up for grabs and really contested, even in Utah.
James Evans, chair of the Utah Republican Party, says Utah's race won't be so contested.
There were unique circumstances in those 2 particular races, but with respect to Utah, I don't see that happening here. And I think I would just ask the other party to just look in the mirror before they start any sorts of criticisms, given Hillary Clinton.
Chaffetz ended his Facebook post supporting Evans' claims that he believes the 3rd District will remain Republican. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Dennis Stock.